Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Rabbeisai. We are in Chavis Halvavis Shah Bitochen Perek Dalid. In my edition of the Lev Toiv, it's page Shin Mem Zayin. Okay, we are in the middle of working out the Chavis Halvavis' approach to how do you apply Bitochen in the realm of mitzvahs and averus, or in other words, how do you apply the understanding that Hashem is in control to the subject of mitzvahs and averus, or the understanding that we are responsible for our own choices? So the Chavis Halvavis began by saying yesterday that both are true. We are responsible and Hashem is in control. And how did he break that down? He said there are three parts to a mitzvah, or an aveira for that matter. There's the desire to do it, conceiving of the idea, if you will. There is the practical decision to do it. And then there is actually getting it done. And the Chavis Halvavis told us that the last is not in our control. You can decide to do it and do everything in your power to do it, but whether it will actually happen or not is up to Hashem. So it happening is up to Hashem, but everything else is put into your hands. So here we move on. If a person says, well, I understand that everything is in the hands of Hashem, and therefore, when it comes to choosing the right thing, I leave that up to Hashem too. Yoima, he'll say, I am not going to choose or make efforts to do anything in Hashem's service until he decides, he chooses it for me. Meaning, if Hashem decides to motivate me to do the right thing, if Hashem decides to inspire me to do the right thing, then it'll happen. So that's a big mistake. He's heading off the right path. He has fallen. This person is a failure. A person who takes that approach is a failure. Because Hashem did command us to choose to engage in his service. And to attempt to do it with a firm decision and with true effort, wholeheartedly, for his sake. And he tells us, this is what I expect of you. This is the way to get to the right place in this world and in the next. Now, whether it will actually happen or not, once again, Hashem leaves up to him. But all that we are expected is the realm that is in our hands, and that is the decision and the effort to get it done. Ving is damnu asibus, and if it all works out, v'itochen gma ha'maisa ba'avoidosa, asher kodma b'chiru ha'seinu ba, and it does work out. And what we chose did play itself out. We got it done. Yelano asocha agodol al-bchir va-avoido. Va-akavon al-asoiso. Va-ashlamas ma-aseo ba-yivorim ha-nir. If we get it done, we get tzchar for all three levels. We get tzchar for the desire to do it. We get tzchar for the decision and the effort to do it. And we get tzchar for actually making it happen. This is very fundamental. We highlighted this yesterday. We emphasized this yesterday, but I want to emphasize it again. There are three layers of credit. There's wanting to do the right thing. There is making the decision and actually making the effort to do it. And then there is the tzchar of it actually happening. Now, why is that so important? I'll give you an example why it's important. Let's say it's, when is the main, the mitzvah of Arba Minim is a very easy mitzvah. You pick up the four minim, you wave them, want to put a little more effort into doing it behider. You go through the halachas carefully and make sure you're doing the waving very meticulously. Fine. Where is the primary effort? Where is the primary mesiris? Is there mesiris nefesh involved in the mitzvah of Arba Minim? Ironically, it's when you're not actually doing the mitzvah. It's the time that you take out in the very crazy days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. And if you get it before Yom Kippur, it's also crazy there, right? It's the taking out the time in the crazy days leading up to it. And it's going, and it's looking, etc. Trying to find the right thing and spending the money on it. It's expensive. It isn't cheap, etc. Isn't it ironic that the Mesiras Nefesh is not even the mitzvah? But you know what the Chavos HaVavos is telling us? Once again, he's telling us that there are three layers of schar. There is the layer of schar for your heart being in the right place. You wanted to do it. That's one layer of schar. I want to know. You get schar for that. Even if you never got yourself off the couch, you get schar for having wanted to do the right thing. Just it's faint. Just like your resolve was faint. But there's schar for that too. There's schar for the fact that your heart was in the right place. But then the next layer of schar is for the decision and the effort that you put into doing it. Ooh. This already adds immense significance if we're using the example of the Arba Minim. It's not Sukkot. It's not the Zman. It's not the time for fulfilling the mitzvah. You're not Yoytze the mitzvah of Arba Minim there. But you certainly are Yoytze that layer of the effort, of the decision. That's an awful lot of decision. Taking out the time to go buy it. No time for anything those days. Taking out the time to go buy it. Trying to find the right one, the money that you spend on it. All that, Chavos HaVavos is saying, is another layer of the schar for doing the mitzvah. This is the effort. This is the decision layer. And then there's the next layer, the fact that you are actually zoiche to fulfill the mitzvah. Like we said, this sheds so much light on Chazal's statement that a person wanted to do a mitzvah. He didn't end up doing it. He gets schar as though he did it. Chavos HaVavos here is shedding so much light on it because that is that whole layer of the decision and the efforts and the attempts to actually do the mitzvah. What happens if Chalila, a person, went through all the trouble of getting the Arba Minim and then Chas V'Shalom, he was nifter before Sukkot? He gets the schar for all the effort, the decision that went into fulfilling the mitzvah of Arba Minim. Indulge me for a moment. Okay. So now, so therefore he says, if you actually got the mitzvah done, you get schar for all three layers. For the fact that your heart was in the right place, for the decision and the effort, and for the fact that you carried it out. And if it did not end up working out, like we said, if we take this extreme case, Chalila, a person was nifter before he managed to actually take the Arba Minim. You get the schar for the bechira, meaning the fact that you wanted to do it. Vakavan is the efforts to do it. As we discussed. Now this adds light in many different ways because this also explains to us how, let's go back to the first stage, your heart being in the right place. Like we said before, this can mean a lot of things. Like you have the person whose heart is in the right place, meaning he'd really love to do it, but he's not going to get himself off the couch. He'd love to, but he's not going to spend more than a couple of shekel, he's not going to get himself off the couch, etc. But he really would love to. So first of all, let's understand that that actually does have value. very, very far from actually doing it, but it does have value. But let's say a person actually did go through the efforts and he did it. That means that the first layer of the choosing to do it came from a very, very intense place. Or I shouldn't say a very, very intense place, a stronger place. There's also levels of intensity, meaning the bechira to do it was on a higher level. There's going to be more schar there for that. And if it came from a place of intense desire to serve Hashem, there's even more schar for that. So here the Chavis HaVavis, by breaking it up in this way, is putting a lot of different things into place. This brings to mind another example, a very interesting shir that I heard once from, I forgot who it was, one of the Rosh Hashimas of Or Sameach. Maybe it was Reb Nata Shiller, I'm not sure. But it was a very profound shir on the Chazon Ish. And he was basically discussing there the Chazon Ish's whole approach of how halacha is what defines Yiddishkeit. Halacha is what defines Yiddishkeit. I'm not going to get into the whole elaboration right now, but it's basically about serving Hashem. I forgot who was it that said. I think Rabbi Aryeh Kaplan said. He said, you hear about people who serve Hashem in their way, right? We serve Hashem in His way. I don't serve Hashem my way. There's not my way to do it. You can either serve Hashem in your way or you can serve Hashem in His way. This is really the significance of halacha, right? Halacha is submitting to the fact that Hashem, don't serve Hashem your way. Don't play dumb. Hashem told you what He wants you to do. The question is, are you going to do it His way? Are you going to do it your way? Okay, and that was basically the gist of it. It was a big discussion, but whatever it is, somebody challenged him afterwards with the famous story about the kid who, it's a story of a whole tzibur was waiting to daven on Lel Yom Kippur, Lel Rosh Hashanah, whoever it was, and some famous Rebbe said, wait, we're not ready to daven yet. And in came a Cantonist, that's a youth who had been kidnapped into the Tsar's army from a very young age. Now he's 18 or 19. And he came into the shul and he said, they basically heard him say, Hashem, I would love to daven to you. I don't know how to daven. What I do know is, what I managed to learn is the Aleph Beis. So here, and he said with a lot of fervor and passion, he said the Aleph Beis, again and again. And this Chassidus Rebbe, maybe it was Reb Levi Yitzchok, I don't know, you fill in the blank, take your preferred Chassidus Rebbe. He said, this has more value than all of our tefillahs. So this person asked, how does that work with what you're saying? How the Chazon Ish, the Chazon Ish's whole attitude was that our service of Hashem is defined by our, you're certainly not yoytze davening by doing this. So first, this Rosh Hashiva, again, I think it was Reb Nata Shiller, I'm not sure, said that, okay, obviously the Chazon Ish doesn't have to answer up to every Chassidus Shemais. It was a Gemara, that's one thing, but he doesn't have to answer every story that's told. Otherwise, mamish in Ledov HaSoif. But he said, but I will give an answer. And this was very profound. And this is actually what the Chavis HaLavis is saying here too. He said, I will give an answer. He said, it's true. This person was not Yoytze Tefillah. This was not a Tefillah. And it had no value in terms of the Chiyuv of Tefillah. But what was it? Yes. What it was a very Mehuder fulfillment of the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, according to all the halachic criteria. That it was. And this, the Chazon Ish would say, it's true. Perhaps this Rebbe didn't mean that we needed this in terms of his tefillah. It was the schus of being mekayim, being yoytze, the mitzvah of avas Hashem behidur, that was enhancing our tefillahs. But you know what? According to this Chavis HaVavis, we can add another piece to that, and that is, this is mamish the epitome of mishechoshav lasis mitzvah v'lo yasah. The person does not have this schar of getting the mitzvah done. He does have the immense schar, what the Chavis HaVavis is telling us here, of the wanting to do the mitzvah and doing everything in his power to get that mitzvah done. What was in his power? Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hey. So it's true. He was not yet to the mitzvah on the level of the getting it done. But as the Chavis Alvavis is telling us, there are other levels there. There are other levels there. There are other layers that a person can get schar for. Okay. Now we have to apply everything we just said to Averis as well. Okay, that deserves elaboration, but we're not going to elaborate on that now. Bli neder tomorrow. We'll end here for tonight. A gute Nacht, Rabbi Yisai. Good night and kol tov.